Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, they're coming in. Daryl Ryder in for Anthony Lyme, alive on the Fan.
Unfortunately, there's many of them we cannot read.
There are a few gems out there.
One guy was looking, how do I...
Something about a mirror.
Yeah, looking in a mirror, but backwards.
Backside.
Yeah. All right, let's fill in the blank because I want people to just realize this, that I got to watch the stink of this horrible article that came out yesterday, which it's not a horrible article. It just said horrible things, which most we know are true. I can't confirm 100% everything that was written in there, but most of it I would assume.
We knew just about everything in that article.
Yes, there you go.
We did. It just rose it all from the dead after we thought we had it buried.
I'm just going, man, you walked in yesterday morning, everybody's feeling so good. Oh, man, things are going to be great. And then this came out, and it's typical Browns dysfunction.
Let me guess.
So fine.
You came in yesterday excited to talk about Jarvis Landry and the Pro Bowl skills competition.
I was excited to talk about many, many things, many subjects. It was going to be, I mean, I had a
about
bunch
all your
of stuff.
Leather-bound books in your office?
Yeah, I was going to argue Nick Foles. How long have I been wanting to argue Nick Foles and Carson Wentz with Anthony Lima?
Yeah, we've been talking about
at least
a week. Yeah.
Yes. And he was always like wishy-washy on it and finally goes, fine, you want to argue with me about it? I think you're an idiot. And he was serious. He goes, I think you're an idiot, but fine. If you want to embarrass yourself, I'll give you the time. And then this article came out and go, all right, here we go. So I'm done with the article. I'm moving on. I know, and people are going to, if you're still
worried. By the way,
worried,
if you tried to print that thing, 11 pages.
Oh, God, come on. War and Peace. Anyway, so we put it out there. Thank God I don't have to blank because we have Baker Mayfield. And it has just gotten in hot and heavy. Thank God I don't have to talk myself into a college quarterback because we have Baker Mayfield. Thank God I don't have to look at the list of failed QB jerseys anymore. Because of Baker Mayfield. Thank God I don't have to hear about how many reps each quarterback is going to get in training camp because of Baker Mayfield. Thank God I don't have to get in fights about which QB is in this class are going to be good or trash because we have Baker Mayfield. That from Alex.
Don't have to make fun of the Browns for posting Madden highlights on Instagram because they couldn't replicate in real life.
From Adam, thank God I don't have to argue with people about drafting a QB versus late. Answer is always early. Because we have Baker Mayfield. Thank God I don't have to listen to callers try to talk Ken into Chase Daniel. Because we have Baker Mayfield. You know, that they're still going to do that, by the way.
Thank God I don't have to wonder how the Browns will screw up the number one pick in the draft.
Because
of Baker Mayfield.
Well, you say, real quick, going back to the Chase Daniel thing, they're still going to have to do that because we still need to figure out who's going to be the backup to Baker Mayfield. Go ahead there, Kenny.
Thank God I don't have to listen to idiots call in and say we should draft a running back over a quarterback. That one from Brian.
That one was a very strong one.
Has anyone fired off a trade out blast?
No, not yet. I haven't seen that yet.
Thank God I don't have to drink the rest of this bleach because we have Baker Mayfield. That according to Chris. Thank God I don't have to think jet fuel melts steel beams because we have Baker Mayfield. That according to
thank
another
God I don't
Chris
have to squat. Oh, wait, that's the one we got.
Yeah, that's the one you don't want to do.
Already there.
216-578-0092. So John Dorsey was on with Bull and Fox yesterday. And again, if you want to go ahead and do that, you can call in with it. Or, of course, you can respond to it at Ken Carmen Show on Twitter. Browns could have up to $100 million in cap space in 2019.
Possibly
that according
more.
To our very own Daryl Ryder. Possibly more. But John Dorsey says he's not going to spend it like a drunken sailor.
Me personally, no. But, you know, I think if you do it right, I think if you're prudent in this thing and you get the right player who really care about the game of football and that are competitive, then you can go make your mark there. But, you know, you just can't go, you know, spend like a drunken sailor. That's, to me, is you just can't do that. You know, and we've always said, and you know, you have to build your core nucleus of your team through your draft. And then what that does is that basically you introduce them to your culture and your environment. And then as this thing unfolds, as guys begin to perform and play to that level, then you say, you know what? you guys deserve an extension. So here it is. And I think you do that to show the guys in the locker room that you keep your word and you're true to your word.
That's John Dorsey on with Bull and Fox yesterday. Make sure you take them with you to work, 92.3thefan.com. And if you want to check out that interview, it's up there, 92.3thefan.com. So you hear how John Dorsey talks right there. How should they approach free agency, Daryl? Do you think that you agree with this?
Well, I think that they need to bring in probably one big chip this offseason. You know, last year that big chip wasn't necessarily through free agency. He fired off the three trades right out of the gate. Tyrod Taylor, Demarius Randle, and Jarvis Landry. A month later, Jarvis Landry's the one that got the big chip, and that was the five-year, $75 million contract extension. And that's how you do it. You know, what's good about this going into this offseason and why we're all so excited, aside from the fact that you have Baker Mayfield in the can, is the fact that you don't have to go out now and be looking to basically restock your starting lineup and spend a ton of money to restock that lineup. I think that they, obviously, they're probably going to switch out Jamie Collins. I think that that is something that will happen this offseason.
Yeah.
But they need, when you look at this roster, can never have enough corners. They'll address that again. Safety depth, we're talking depth, maybe tackle, you know, if they don't keep Greg Robinson. But, you know, their own guys, they got a couple guys they could take care of. Brashad Perryman did a nice job last year, especially in the second half of the season. Be nice if they can keep him.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tyrod Taylor's as good as gone. E.J. Gaines, you got a decision to make there because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent come March. You got a couple of restricted free agents, Rashard Higgins, Breann "Body" Calhoun. I think two players you might want to keep around as well. But, you know, how you want to do it is exactly how Dorsey laid it out with Bull and Fox yesterday, Ken. You want to draft well enough so that you're spending your cap space, not having to fill holes on your roster. You're using your cap space to extend your guys.
How many more years do I have with Myles Garrett on his rookie deal?
I believe you have to start talking to him after next year? I think next year you got to start talking to him and get him done.
All right.
You got, and then obviously year after that till you get to Baker. You know, you're on Baker's rookie contract too.
Oh, there,
so
there we are.
You have to take advantage of this window because
that's
you got him on that five-year rookie deal.
That's the one right there. Because in early December, I kept getting the narrative, and I go, man, you win. You got to have prime players. I don't believe any of this stuff if they all get hurt, because I kept getting the narrative fed to me from everybody across the country. The Rams' problem is they don't have any depth. They have no depth. They have all these stars. They don't have any depth. So if they lose one, it hurts them that much. And there's been guys who have struggled. Marcus Peters has been a struggle for them, who they brought in from Kansas City. But still, they went out and they got a bunch of stars there. They've put a lot into the cap. They're still on a rookie deal with Jared Goff. And part of that excites me, because now I have a rookie deal with Baker Mayfield. I think I know right now that Baker Mayfield can play at a high level and play in big, impactful, meaningful football games and can get you over the top if you're able to fill in some of the spots. Now, what you're saying is, and it's true, Myles Garrett's already with the football team. I need another guy on the other side. I do need some depth in a lot of places. I need a lot of depth in a lot of places, okay? So if you're looking at depth, I don't know how much more money you're spending on some of those guys.
Well, one of the guys you're going to pay this offseason, hopefully, is Demarius Randle. You got to extend him this offseason. He's your big-ticket item you got to take care of.
I know, but we have gotten, and that's another one, we have gotten so addicted to 3, 4, 5 years down the road, projections, draft picks, arguing and bragging about the cap space that we have, Daryl.
Got to spend
that
it.
What I'm going to say is going to be really unpopular. He says not to spend like a drunken sailor. In most practices, I would say true. Look at the Dolphins. Look at the Eagles. This is before the Super Bowl.
Right.
But look at the Eagles in the past twice. Look at the Redskins with Dan Snyder. God, the Cowboys. There's a lot of instances where that doesn't work. But you've had veteran quarterbacks at times with those teams. This one, I don't see it. I don't see it quite that way. It is
now's the time to spend, because you've got your young core on those rookie deals. So you can't afford to spend now.
So what am I doing? Am I going shopping here, or am I just going to try to spend some of my spend money on some of my own guys here? I know you want to mix, but I don't want to leave anything up and possibly out there that could make my team better. This goes back to the Kareem Hunt argument I made last week. If Kareem Hunt was okay with the NFL okayed him, What he did was deplorable. I get that. But if he's okay by the NFL, I'm not going to listen to any of the Duke Johnson arguments there. He had 40 carries last year. If the guy can make my football team better, which he can, I'd like to take a look at the guy if it was okay by the NFL. And it's the same thing with everything else. Is he or is he not a better football player for my football team? Because I think it's being proven here. If you have the right system, if you have the right quarterback, which I think you might have the right system, and I do believe you have the right quarterback, you can accomplish more than you really think.
Well,
so
what,
I don't want to leave any stone unturned and possibly right. go, well, you know, we're just not there yet.
No, you're there.
Who says you're not there yet?
You're there.
Who says?
You're there.
Thank you.
7-8-1.
Well,
you are you. There. You could have last year, if a couple of those games early in the season went your way, you could have been 10-6. Or 11-5. So you are there.
216-578-0092. How do you want them to approach free agency? You got over $100 million possibly in cap space to spend. It'll go quick.
They spent a lot of money last year. Think about this. They spent a lot of money last year, and they're only going to lose $18 million in cap space from year one to year two. That's pretty incredible.
You got a rookie quarterback. You still have Miles on his rookie deal. I know that's coming up very quickly, so that's going to be interesting to a lot of people out there. You mentioned Demarius Randle. That's a very big name that played very well this year. I would like to hem him up. He's a good I almost called him a good bleep. He's a good seed. He's a good one right there. I like him. I would like to hem him up there so some of that money goes quick. But if we're talking about shopping, folks, this might be the year you would like to go to the stores and go check them on out there. 216-578-0092. We'll see where you stand on this. Also, your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest coming up at 7:03. It's Ken Carmen with Daryl Ryder in for Anthony Lima. Daryl is in for Anthony Lima today. It's a bright and sunnier disposition in the room today. And you can hear the entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. Bull and Fox had John Dorsey yesterday. And John Dorsey had said that he didn't intend to spend like a drunken sailor. And it's a good interview. He addresses the Seth Wickersham stuff, which is something I want to ask a question about. But real quick, I know that we spent a lot of time on it yesterday. I know everybody did. If you're upset about it, I'll hear you out later on. If you're worried about it, I'll hear you out later on. But I just think this stinks of old Browns. We're not the old Browns anymore. I don't want to deal with the old Brown stuff anymore. You got a quarterback. I think you got a coach. You got a general manager. It is time to move forward. It was an autopsy over a body that has been dead for months, and that's the end of it. So we'll move on, but I'll let everybody say their piece a little bit later on in the show. But I do want to talk about the free agency stuff because it is exciting. You have $100 million in cap space, maybe more, according to our Browns beat reporter who's co-hosting the show today, Daryl. Hello, Daryl.
Ken, they have money to burn.
Money to burn. Now, it's amazing because he says he doesn't want to spend like a drunken sailor. In a lot of ways, I would say, oh,
I mean,
God.
That's GM speak, by the way.
True. You don't want to sit there and go, I got tons of money for all these players.
Bags and bags of cash.
I guess you don't want to do something like that. We're going to call up everybody who's listed on Roto World. They're all going to come here and they're going to play Plinko. And then we're going to figure out how much money we're going to give them all. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to do it all in the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse.
Jimmy Haslam, I need the checkbook.
I know he's not going to do that. But there's been a lot of times, and this is where we have to, and this actually does go with the Seth Wickersham stuff. We have to reset ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten so used to, hey, in 3 years, we're going to be something. We got these draft picks, and we can stockpile these draft picks. 4 or 5 year plans.
You know what those become when you're trying to win? They become assets.
Yes.
They become pieces you move to bring in guys that can help you win today.
But we've always gotten to the point of acquiring assets, and we fire the guy who acquired the assets, and then you just acquire more assets because the guy who came in didn't like the assets were previously acquired.
Bingo.
So now you're 7-8-1. You're sitting on, I think, a gold mine and a quarterback in Baker Mayfield. Freddie Kitchens, you know I like very, very much. And John Dorsey, I think, has been doing a very good job. He says he's not going to spend like a drunken sailor. I think a lot of people previously would agree with that. But, boy, you got that money and you got Baker Mayfield to only be in year two of his contract. Daryl, I will be damned if I will stand by and say that it's okay to leave stones unturned in free agency when I'm watching the LA Rams next week in the Super Bowl, who has spent a boatload because they got a young quarterback who can run their offensive system, and I think who Baker Mayfield is naturally better than. How do you like that?
I agree with you. This is the time to spend. I think there's a splash move coming in free agency, okay? I think there could be a splash move via trade that he makes. But I think John Dorsey is going to make one or two impactful moves that are going to raise some eyebrows and fill massive needs for this football team to position it to, as he talked about yesterday with Bull and Fox, compete in the division within the AFC and position themselves.
So you would like to see them be aggressive?
I do want to see them be aggressive. Look, John Dorsey was aggressive last year. He was extremely aggressive last year. 3 days before the league year began, he had three trades in the queue ready to roll off.
Those were trades. Now, I know
but
that he,
you're still being aggressive, Ken.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just as aggressive. And then he ended up signing.
We'll throw the trades in there as well. Why not?
Within the first couple of days of free agency, they had seven guys signed, too. Now, granted, those moves weren't as splashy as the trades were, but
yeah.
He was ready to move. He didn't mess around last year. So I think it's going to be the same thing this year. He's not going to mess around. They're already doing their homework. They're already putting the feelers out there to see what's out there, okay?
Yeah.
Combine's going to come in Indianapolis. They'll talk to some agents there, do the legal, illegal tampering that gets done, all right?
When
March 13th at 4 p.m. hits, they're going to be ready to move.
I keep thinking back to the past, Darryl, when the Khalil Mack stuff got brought up. And Lyman felt the same way I did. And I want to go back and kick my own ass for it because you didn't know what you had. It was
right
before the season. And now that I know what I have, God, I wish we were talking about this guy being on the trade block now. I didn't know what I have. And I go, I can't give up two first-round picks for Khalil Mack. Well, now, yeah, I'd give up a lot for a guy like that. I'd give up maybe a lot for some of those other
ones. Well, look what it did for the Chicago Bears. The whole reason the Raiders made the trade with Chicago is because the Bears were supposed to be like the Browns have been.
If the Bears have taught us anything, and there's another team that's lurking in the weeds out there that Lima brought up a couple weeks ago that I think is a very astute point, even though he's not here, and I can't say that to his face, and I don't want to because I don't want to give him any credit, but it's another good team to bring up. The Bears are an example. I think the Rams are an example. And you could say the Patriots are an example the other way, but I've seen some great talent out of Baker. I can't say he's a prolific quarterback yet because he hasn't been in the league that long.
Right.
When you have a prolific quarterback, then you can get away with some of the stuff that the Patriots do. Yeah, we know. But the Rams have proven, the Bears have proven that if you can do it.
You can build fast in the league. See, you were talking about earlier, Ken, about the five-year plan. Every GM comes in and they talk about the five-year plan and how they're going to build through the draft and free all that. And you don't get the 5 years. The reality is you get 2 to 3 years max to get done what you need to get done to be at the competitive playoff level so you keep your job.
True.
And you can move forward with your five-year plan. The Browns are at the point now, coming off of 7-8-1, where Dorsey can really get aggressive, have fun. He's got the cap space. And if he wants to overspend a little to bring a key piece in here that they desperately need to get to the level where they want to go, they can do it. And they don't have to worry about the repercussions of that. They're in a perfect position. For years, the Browns, when they spent in free agency, when they made their splashes and they won the press conferences in March and paraded the guys up and everyone's holding their jerseys, a row of 4, 5, 6 guys up there with their jerseys and everyone's excited and they end up, 4-12 and 5-11. Well, this year it's different, okay? A lot of those deals, they're paycheck players. They just came here. They got their money. Dorsey said something yesterday with Bull and Fox that stood out to me. And he mentioned competitive spirit. And I'm paraphrasing, but when he talked about a player's competitiveness coming in here, and that's what he was getting at. He's not going to go out and spend money on paycheck players. He's going to spend money on guys. They're going to come in here and help them win football games.
216-578-0092. You're right about that, and there's another team that in you got to worry about yourself first, obviously. You got to worry about your draft and your trades and things like that. But the Colts are a team that's going to have a lot of draft capital and a lot of cap space as well. And they already have Andrew Luck, and they already have him signed. Somehow they were able to do that because of the terrible mistakes of Ryan Grigson over the past. They have a good general manager, obviously, in Ballard. And I think that we worry so much about Houston. They're a good football team. They got good players. We worry so much about, obviously, the Patriots for the time being. Hopefully someday we'll get to that level. But I think a lot of people think that they're on their way out. Pittsburgh maybe the same way. A lot of young guns in the division, a lot of young guns, or I should say in the conference. I think the Colts are one of those teams that kind of lie in the weeds because they were horrible last year without Andrew Luck. I think they brought themselves back to it. They're going to be one of the teams that we're going to have to worry about over the next couple of years if you want to be a competitive team. And so then it does become a little bit of a match because it's going to turn. You have a young quarterback on a rookie deal that's shown you he can compete. It turns into a bit of an arms race now. 216-578-0092. D in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Ken. I got a quick question on the salary cap. If we're at almost 80 to 90 million, whatever the number is, does that include what we might do with Collins? So if we let him go, he's due 9.5. Does that add to that?
They can get out of Jamie Collins' contract this year. I think the dead cap number is going to be about $2.5 million, which is nothing. That's a drop in the bucket as far as the Browns are concerned. The Browns swallowed, even last year when they made a lot of their moves, they swallowed some dead cap space last year as well. So they have paid Jamie Collins the cash that he was guaranteed in that deal. So they can get out of his contract clean if they want to move on.
So how much do if you have a close number, and I'll get off and listen, how much do we actually have? And can you see them going after someone like a Julio Jones with the trade and having money?
In the situation, you want to trade for Julio Jones?
Yeah, like, you know, meeting the big receiver, someone that's proven.
Man, if
so
I was
at, so forth.
If I was Atlanta, do you really want to make a trade? Because they were supposed to be, and D, thank you for the call. I got to think about Atlanta's side. Would Atlanta really want to do that just because they were supposed to be a competitive team last year?
Takes two to tango there. By the way, to answer his question, Jamie's salary cap figure this year, if they do keep him, is 11.75.
What's the dead if they get rid of him?
2.5.
2.5? Oh, good. Goodbye.
He's gone.
And part of the reason that he's so frustrating is that, because you brought it up during the break, he leads the team in tackles for a loss,
right? Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I do every year after every season. I do the by the numbers, so I was going through the a lot of the numbers, and I did a triple take when I saw that he led the team in tackles for loss this past season. When the frustrating thing about him is when he wants to play at a Pro Bowl level, he can.
That's why you want to get rid of him. Why fans want to get rid of him.
Yeah, but the problem is he doesn't want to seem to do that every Sunday.
Yeah, he can be a good player and he can be a useful player, but when he's not motivated. Forget about it.
He can be a great player.
I'm just looking for the first.
I understand,
get to the second.
But he has that ability, and we've seen that here, and that's what's so frustrating about it.
Yeah, I tried to do that last year. We're not doing it.
Bill Belichick rarely gets
half,
rid
goodbye.
Of good players.
Yeah, well, I still say goodbye to that. Let me get to Ben in North Ridgeville. Ben, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Ben, we're doing well.
Nice. So just hear me out about this real quick, all right?
Okay.
So if we're going to give Damaris Randall his contract extension that he deserves, what if we move him back to corner and we bring in a guy like Tyrann Mathieu?
They're not moving Damaris back to corner. He is a safety. He wants to stay a safety.
Okay, well, if that's the case, if we're going to leave him at safety, why don't we go after a guy like Ronald Darby?
Ronald Darby. He is only 25. He's been a little bit up and down. We're naming names now already. This is amazing here in late January. Ben, I do agree with Darryl. I would like to stay with Damaris Randall at safety because he's just been fantastic. With Matthew, man, he feels like he's so old. Ben, thank you for the call. It feels like he's old. He's like he's approaching 30. I think he's only like 25 or 26.
Yeah, no, he's not as old as we think he is.
Yeah. Could I use him?
See, here's the thing.
Can I use him in any order?
The thing with Damaris is that's a preference of Damaris. Damaris doesn't mind having to slide over the corner to help out every once in a while, but he showed it this year. He feels strongest and most competitive when he's playing safety. That's where he wants to play. Remember, Green Bay, Green Bay is the one that converted him to corner. So, and that's part of the reason they traded for him. Was to play safety.
He wasn't good at a corner.
No.
He was not good.
No, he struggled.
So, and people were thinking in Green Bay and talking to some of the, like Aaron Nagler and a couple of people there, they thought his career was over. They thought he was not good and that he was a bust. And he's been great as a safety for the Browns. So I'd like to keep him in there at safety. Let me get to Eric in Cleveland. Eric, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about Kareem Hunt. Listen, I wouldn't take him if he was the last player available in the NFL. He's not a Josh Gordon case where you have a problem with substance abuse and you're going to give a guy you know, you had to keep on giving a guy a try over and over and over again. You know, you can't erase what you saw on that video that came out earlier in the year when he got put on the NFL's list. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't erase that, especially the fact that the guy's from here. And, I mean, the franchise is taking a step forward. It would be a huge step back.
Well,
to
it would be a huge step back if he did it again.
Yes.
And Eric, I know that probably disgusts you to hear that. It probably disgusts me to say that because I can't. No man wants to condone something like that. You get what I'm saying. But in the
thing you're taught is you don't put your hands on a woman.
Yeah,
I know. The fact that he did it in the first place. Yes, we can look at the video and say we don't know everything that happened before
that
we saw that clip of video.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
You know?
You're right. That doesn't matter.
He is being punished in this situation,
but Eric,
too.
What I'll say, and I thank you for the call, and this is, man, it makes you question your own morals. The league is built on players who are not Boy Scouts. And so when I bring up Kareem Hunt, and I brought him up last week, and I knew it get brought up last week, and it did get brought up, if the NFL deems him reinstated and he becomes a free agent, which he would be, mm-hmm. there's a previous relationship there. Yes, I'd love to take a look at him.
And think about the penalty. He is being punished. The league is punishing him. He lost the back end of his season. He's going to probably lose the front end of next season, and he's lost tens of millions of dollars in his next contract because teams can't trust him.
He
has been punished.
Yes, what he did was silly and stupid and disgusting, and I don't care what the woman said to him beforehand, which are some of the reports, because he has way more to lose than the woman who we didn't even know who she was.
Right.
So even in a business decision, it was a horrible decision by Kareem Hunt for that. I'm not condoning any of that. And there will be people say, well, you're condoning it by you had taken him. The NFL deems him okay. Then I have to take a look at this guy. Do I trust him? Do I put security around him? Do I trust him in Cleveland? Because these incidences, the one incident with the man happened
at
Putin Bay, this incident here with the woman happened here at the 9 in Cleveland, I think those are one of the questions. I don't think it's just cut and dry. But if I'm trying to win, I owe it to myself to take a look at a talented player and ask, can he help my football team? 216-578-0092. More of this when we come back. How do you want to approach free agency? It's a very strong discussion because they opened up the door to it brilliantly. Bull and Fox opened up the door to it. I know we like to make fun of them for it. But they asked John Dorsey the question yesterday. He answered it. He said, you know, I'm not going to spend like a drunken sailor. But with $100 million in cap space plus, you see where the Rams are. It could be a possibility for you. Mary Kay Cabot joining us at 825. More of you next on The Fan. Back in The Fan, they are coming in left and right about filling in the blank. I said, thank God we don't have to blank because we have Baker Mayfield. And it is just continuing.
A lot of quarterback-related tweets or watching quarterbacks prior to the draft tweets coming in.
Yeah, the bottom line is, thank God we don't have to pretend to like one of these guys coming out.
I am so excited.
That's
that
what
I'm
we've been doing for years. It's like, oh, well, maybe him, and you don't know anything about him. Like, you maybe saw a couple of games. The average fan maybe saw a couple of games, but we make the decisions in January about who we want in the draft.
When I go to the combine next month, I will pay zero attention to the quarterbacks,
good.
And I can't wait.
About damn time.
Technically, I can't because of the Saturday thing, but.
Well, yeah, I mean,
folks, they could
take someone in the sixth or seventh round, sure. But
Could you imagine?
If the Browns needed to draft one of these quarterbacks.
Imagine having,
oh my God.
And we would. We'd talk ourselves into one of them. I would. I absolutely would. Could you imagine me every morning? Daniel Jones out of Duke. Come on. Come on. Guys.
Gotta give him a
shot. 6'5". Come on.
He's got the measurables, Ken.
And I know what I do. Because I know me. I'd be David Cutcliffe. David Cutcliffe is the personal quarterback coach of the Manning brothers. He was coached by David Cutcliffe, Duke University. You know, he's a smart kid. I would be doing the whole. Oh, my
I need to
God,
know hand
I
size.
I want to throw up all over.
What's his hand size?
Getting a lot of reaction to that. Oh, also, we don't have to listen to how worthless Burger is so great. That's true. Also, and this was amazing because I brought up Kareem Hunt. Ryan Taylor, we trade Carlos Hyde and Nick Chubb becomes one of the best running back threats in the NFL. Ken Carman, we need to look at Kareem Hunt. What you could, if you have one good player, you can add another good player. Okay? It doesn't mean Carlos Hyde was okay, he wasn't that great. And yes, he was getting the bulk of the carries. You can still work guys in. I can do things with Kareem Hunt that I might not want to do with Nick Chubb, and vice versa.
Yep.
I'm not going to not take talent. I'm not going to not add talent to my team because I have a guy there.
There's Nick no Chubb, such thing as having too many good players.
This would be in simpatico with Nick Chubb if it were to come down that way. You don't have to just choose one or another. You have two running back systems before. You've had in this franchise two 1,000-yard rushers in the same season before. Running the football, if you can scheme it up, can still be paramount and could still help out your franchise. You ask any one of these teams out there, they can still do it, and we have seen a lot of good running backs into this year. So, no, do not fool yourself into thinking it's one or the other. It's not. You can add in if it were supposed to be there, okay? Again, and people brought up, and I'm not trying to make up the Kareem Hunt show yet again. We did that last Thursday. And if it gets brought up again, that'll be because he's been reinstated by the NFL, which at some point he will. I'm saying there is a connection there, but I have to figure in all the variables. I have to figure in him being in his hometown again because a couple of these incidences have happened around here. He had one out there. He had two around here. That's a little bit concerning to everybody. Is he contrite? Has he learned his lesson? Does he understand that he probably won't be given a third chance out there? Can you deal with that? Do you have the type of organization that can deal with that? Because it will be a conversation if you're able to sign him. All those things have to be thought of before you bring a guy like him in. But I'm not going to sit down and turn down talent because we have other players or anything like that. I'm interested in depth. I'm interested in making my team better because I'll tell you what, if Nick Chubb goes down, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have him or Hilliard? Hey, Hilliard's a good player. Dontrell Hilliard's a fine player, but I'd probably rather go with the other one if I'm going to give the bulk of the carries to him. 216-578-0092. Now, when you're thinking about free agency, we got a lot of different trade possibilities in here. Someone asked us a number two number ones for Von Miller. Sometimes tradeo isn't always that great, but again, we have to change our
the way we think.
Because next week, you have a team with the Patriots who have Tom Brady, who they've been very conservative in free agency, and he's been the guy who's been able to shoulder all that. Other teams have tried to do it. Their quarterbacks haven't been able to figure that one out and actually work with that. Tom Brady's been able to handle it because he's one of the all-time greats.
And you could argue that this Patriots team is one of the worst to actually make it to the Super Bowl when you look at the composition of the roster.
If I'm looking, and this is short-term and large-term here, if they went out and you thought and you think that, and from the people you talked to, Daryl in for Anthony today, that there will be a splash in free agency or a splash in a trade. I'm thinking Baker first and Baker last in all this. Because when you're still on a rookie deal, and I know we also got to think about Myles Garrett here, but if you're on a rookie contract, I still have years to work with. I can put that window wide open to make a real punch into the postseason with a quarterback on a relatively cheap contract because he's a rookie, bring in these guys, and then eventually, yes, I'm going to have to put the franchise on his shoulders in about 3 or 4 years and say, all right, you're the guy. Now I got to let go of these guys, and you're going to have to do a Russell Wilson where you're going to have to take us back to the promised land or take us back to the postseason and keep everybody's head above water. If you want your coach still to be the head coach, you're going to have to do it because we don't have the funds. We got to start letting some of these guys go and replenishing the roster with young talent, like Seattle did with Russell Wilson.
Or like the Steelers do, where they restructure contracts to create the cap space necessary to bring guys in.
Yep.
You see that all the time. But right now, you're not in a position where you have to do salary cap gymnastics. You can just go out there and bring in what you need to get this thing over the top. But they showed last season that they're ready. They weren't there, obviously. Their record is what it is, 7-8-1. That's what they are. We can talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda till we're blue in the face. They had the talent to be a playoff team last year, which should have everybody excited going into this offseason, and the fact that John Dorsey has the cap space to play with, has 11 draft picks to spend as well to supplement and hopefully get this team put together to where they will actually make the playoffs, and we won't be talking about Yeah. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Because I'd love to get a ton for him because this year is going to be a test. You have 8 months to look at film if you're in the division. You have 8 months to break down what he has.
Adjustments
will
be made.
You have so much time, so I'd love to get him more talent to work with, get him over that hump. I think he can answer the challenge. I really do. And then once you get him over that hump, you can compete. You can really compete, maybe even do something special. And then, yes, you're going to have to start ripping off salaries and doing it that way. And then you put it on Baker. All right. Take us through this as we start to, and it's going to be a couple of years as we start to replace some of these with some of these rookies that we have to bring in and we have to draft well around you as the quarterback.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, for as much as we talked about the offensive line early in the season because Baker had gotten sacked 20 times and everyone was freaking out about left tackle and Greg Robinson steps in there in the middle of the season, stabilizes, Baker only was sacked 5 times in 8 games. So maybe the offensive line, at least, you know, the starters up there, maybe that group's good to go. Maybe they can play next season, bring back Greg Robinson, have him at left tackle, and the rest of that line is set. Just based on what you saw in the second half of the season. I'd like to add some depth, mm-hmm. no question about it, but that number one freak-out priority that we were all worried about when Joe Thomas retired, what do you do at left tackle to protect now your franchise quarterback in Baker Mayfield? You know, maybe that's not as glaring of a concern as maybe you, me, and some other people might think it to be.
Coming up at around 8:05, Paul Hoynes reported yesterday, what you see might be what you get with the 2019 Indians. Let's go to Nick in Athens right now. Nick, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just had a couple quick comments. I know I read somewhere last week where McCoy in Tampa Bay may be able to get moved with a late-round draft pick. Would you guys be intrigued with that? And then also, if we were to sign Kareem Hunt, what do you think Duke Johnson's trade value would be? Could we get a defensive player with a trade for Duke?
Well, you're probably trying to look at a draft pick, and that might be mid-round, mid to late, somewhere in there. It might be, depending on the team, it might be a little higher, but again, draft picks are going to be big. It's a contract that is easily... And thank you for the call, Nick. I think it's a pretty easy contract to pick up if you're going to do something like that. Yeah. So I know everybody loves Duke Johnson. I still think he's one, and people are going to kill me for this. I think he's one of those players that was really, really good on a really bad team and then is pretty good on a team. He still is talented, but he's pretty good on a team that can be really good.
He's not
and
a focal
so that,
point.
Yes. That makes it a little bit different. He had 40 touches last year, 40 carries last year. Mr. 216, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
So as far as off-season splashes are concerned this off-season, last off-season there were rumors about Odell Beckham, and I just want to know how you guys feel about that. Secondly, I know that about a month or two ago, Boomer Esiason mentioned it again, saying where there's smoke, there's fire, and John Dorsey's relationship with the Giants. And I have another part question, but I'll let you answer that one.
Well, I don't think that they're going to go after Odell Beckham just from the standpoint of I don't think the Giants are going to make him available. They're on the record as saying we didn't sign him to trade him. The cap hit that the Giants would take, I believe, is around $30 million or something like that if they were to trade him because they just gave him that big deal. So I don't know that the Giants can actually make that happen.
Okay.
Mr. 216, I honestly think it's just where the wind blows. It can't be. I agree with Boomer Esiason on it. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's got to be something there.
Yeah.
There's no way these many rumors come out without them putting out those rumors.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make. And the other thing was with Kareem Hunt. I don't think that – I love running backs. I'm a big-time running back fan myself. However, I think that this draft coming up is undervalued at running back. There's two guys I had in mind was like Rodney Anderson out of Oklahoma and Benny Snell out of Kentucky. Your thoughts?
All right. Thank you very much. Wait, which one? Did you say Snell out of Kentucky?
Yeah, Benny Snell from Kentucky.
Man, he might end up being a higher draft pick than you think. He might end up being like a second-round draft pick. There's a couple of people saying he's a first-round draft pick. He looked really good. He can bounce. He can do a lot of things there, 216.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.